Okay, star card reading for Craig on June 19th, 2001. The first card sets the tone for the next 6 months. This is how you look to people. This is your health and vitality, your physicality, your vehicle. It's also your goals and directions, but basically it's kind of the tone. And this card has to do with emotions and feelings. It means that for the next 6 months, your intuition is going to be a big issue for you. And that emotional issues and feelings are of major importance. And I like to look at people's birth dates also. And what I see is that your birthday, October, really needs to know that emotional issues are not constructive for your growth. And it will be hard for you over the next 6 months to separate yourself from emotional responses. You need, in any way, in your life path, you need to learn to balance your feelings with your intellect. You have a strongly developed emotional body at the expense of objectivity and intellect. And so it's important for you not to just trust this or let it lead you around or to overreact too much, get sucked in. Always you need to be here and step back and say, wait a minute, what's really going on? What are the facts? What's the truth? And this next 6 months, because this card rules that emotional issue, is going to be hard. I'm not saying you can't trust your intuition, because this actually implies you have a very developed sensitivity and intuition. But if you allow it to make your decisions or lead you around, then you lose in this life. So now this second card has to do with money earned through your own efforts or your goals in your career. If you're going to school, it's really that. It's your job. But it's whatever also, however you make money to pay for the school, wherever it comes from. And this card is a Mars card, which means that you have a lot of desire in your goal area now. You want to do things, you're going to be really busy. Are you going to work while you're going to school?
I will work.
Because this is definitely a card of working, meaning you'll be out there doing things. See, this is a Mars card. It's assertive, meaning there's a lot happening financially, but you have to go get it. None of it falls in your lap. It's very active, but you want to. It's not like you think, oh God, I have to do this. It's more like you're all hepped up and ready to go, and you're real active, and you're outwardly motivated to make money. And you will be busy doing that. It'll be a big part of your life, busy. And there will be some new opportunities, too, because this is a beginning kind of a card. Mars. Neutral. No problem. Okay, now this is going to school. This is classes, communication, filling out forms, writing letters, making phone calls, sharing ideas, learning, speaking, any intellectual pursuits. This is a very difficult card. This card implies that if you keep using the same mental habits and patterns, the same words and the same styles of thinking and communicating, you aren't going to do as well as you would ordinarily. And remember, for you, you have to really get up here in this brain. You can't allow your feelings. You can't. Sometimes I think your emotions actually cloud you so that you can't be clear intellectually. So this is a big warning card that says, now we have two things here that say, really watch out. Don't let your emotional issues trap you. Stay as detached and cold and factual and patient and realistic and practical and thorough as you possibly can, because the old styles don't work. So you need to look for new words and new ways to study and new ways to fill out forms. And in fact, I would check my work very carefully this year if I were you, just to make sure everything is right. Going to be living with a lot of weird guys or people, oddballs, lots of people coming and going,
unusual, disruptive, and unexpected situations will happen in your living space, or odd and unusual, maybe they're just different from what you're used to. People will be coming in and out of your space. Actually, these people, even though they may be different from you and even seem odd at times, you can learn a lot from them. Unusual, new age, trendy, different. And in their originality, as much as they're odd, you may not want to be like them. There's still some lesson there about being more open and flexible. In fact, your living space will demand that you are really flexible. If you have, this is a hard card only if you have expectations. If you say, you live with me, you have to go to bed at 11 o'clock, get up, do the dishes, you're in trouble. Because that, you can't have any expectations in your living space. It's anything is could happen. It's going to be a wild ride. Exciting, yeah, you know, and very disruptive, but educational.
As odd as you say that.
It's already that way.
Yeah.
It's going to continue. So now let's look at love. These are love. 5, 7, and 8. You didn't get great love cards, but you have some challenges astrologically. Oh, well, they're pretty much over. No, they're going to actually be over. Wait, I'm looking at the wrong one. Here. No, relationship issues. Yep, you do. So this supports this totally, because you have, astrologically, you have Saturn. This is Saturn, the planet that has to do with problems and challenges and limitations and maturity and discipline and focus and all the fun, no fun things, not party, that's for sure. It's also stressfully aspecting your planet that has to do with relationships all year till April of next year. So this is love, and you've got the same planet in the area of the same card in the area of love. Meaning that in the area of love, you better be really careful. Because if you're with people for the wrong reasons, like you're alone, everybody has a partner, they're sort of right, it's going to backfire for you. You didn't get a really good reading for compromising in relationships. You need to be more alone rather than be with the wrong person. Also, this is creative expression, and this is a great card for working on your creative outlets, spending money, buying equipment, taking classes. In fact, it works better when you take the responsibility than when you try to party. It's not a party card. If you want to party, you got to party at work. And this card, look, you got this card again, see? You got it twice. And this is partners, period. Bizarre, unusual, different, eclectic. Again, life is going to challenge you not to have expectations, to learn to be more open-minded, tolerant, expansive in the area of one-to-one relationships, meaning me or any person you sit down one-to-one. If it's just you and them, anything could happen. Bizarre, kinky, odd, disruptive, unexpected, off the wall. Wild, crazy. Then, this is sex. And this is a very finicky card. You got a Virgo card here. Meaning that it's going to be hard for you to find somebody because you have this list of requirements this year. And, you know, their skirt's too short, their hair's too long, whatever. I don't know what your list is. But actually, this is good because you really need to be careful and cautious this year about your sexual partners and your love partners. You want to be really careful. These are not great cards. You want to be sure that they meet your requirements, and you will. In fact, if they do meet your requirements, you could be warm and earthy and sensual, but if they don't, you probably are going to be kind of standoffish and a little cold. Or you may meet partners who criticize you. They have a list of requirements. It goes both ways. It's either you being critical of another, they're not thin enough, fat enough, tall enough, short enough, whatever. Or they could also be that way with you. Let's clean it up. Let's get it together. Needing a partner that's serious, responsible, and right. open-minded, flexible, and unusual. Neat, clean, and tidy. So that's enough about relationships. Now let's look at work again. 2, 6, and 10 are your work. We see you're going to be working hard to make money. It's going to, you have to go out and get it. It's not going to fall in your lap. Now this is the techniques of your job. The stacking, the filing, the organizing, the ordering, you know, that of your life and your job. And it's also the people you work with in your job and whether you feel what you're doing has any kind of contribution, like you feel like you're doing something that has a meaning. And this is a card of great change, indicating that whatever, however you are approaching those issues now, it's not going to be the same at the end of this 6 months. You'll be having a new filing system. You'll be dealing with those things totally different. And it's not casual. And all your relationships with the people you work with and for are challenging, profound, deep, intense, never casual. You may find they push your buttons a lot, and you may have to really kind of step back. And again, remember, not let this affect you, because these are not casual relationships. And your whole way of dealing with, choosing, and relating to people in your job capacity is going to go through a major shift because of this profound button-pushing kind of, you know, it's like that. And because of that, you change, and your way of dealing with these things changes. And it's not casual. Okay, money from home. Somebody going to send you some money from far away, because this is good. I mean, you really have to work hard for your money, but there also appears that there is money coming from not Austin, you know, somewhere else.
I have a lot of money.
Yeah, money from someplace. And it stays it keeps coming the whole time. Yeah, it will definitely come. And this is also really good for dealing with higher education, philosophy, abstract concepts. It means that your abilities to deal with those issues is basically grounded right now. You're practical in your approach to those things. You dissect them. You're realistic about them. You're harmonious with them. I think, you know, they're not going to audit your taxes. You're not going to have money problems. You can deal well with legal matters and groups and friends and publishing and advertising and education. Solid, practical, consistent, thorough, reliable. This is really very nice. Here's your big challenge. Don't let this... And fill, you know, check your work. Just check your work. Oh, and I was going to do this. This is the other job house. Now, this is how you're seen. See, this is your personal image, and this is your professional image. This is a space cadet image. This is... People see you in your job as kind of sensitive, channeling, psychic, loving. Well, you are very psychic. You should give me a reading. You could, because you've done that before, and you have a really good intuition. Just don't let all the emotional highs and lows affect you. But this means, again, that the way you think they're seeing you may not be what they're seeing. And so that you really have to go to the people who have authority over you and say, how do I look? What am I doing? Or you have to be really careful about watching their response to your professionalism, because if you're worried about how you're going to be seen and you're not paying attention to how they actually see you, respond to you, there's going to be some breakdown in the, you know, in the translation. You think they see you one way, they actually see you a different way. But for studying things of spiritual nature, psychic nature, metaphysical, religious, artistic, creative, channeling, healing, this is great, because in that capacity you shine. But when you have to deal with other issues, you may really need to pay attention to how they respond to you. It's very important. Card again. Look, see this? This is the same. This is group participation. Now let's look at these. Friends. This is friends that are like brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, and uncles, which never work for you. Forget family. I mean, really, they're not here. You're not here to have family. You're here to have a career, to be the boss. The reason you incarnated is to be a boss, to be a robber baron boss, big boss, in charge of everything, the boss. If you let family and women distract you, or marriage or children distract you from your career, you lose. That's just a little extra tip. Okay, so now watch out for the close friends, because they will drain your energy. And then in your close personal one-to-one relationships, things are very exciting, but intellectually stimulating, but you're dealing with different kinds of people than what you're used to. Then in a group situation, things again become button pushing, very intense. I have to tell you, Greg, you didn't get a very easy read. Sometimes they're really nice. You got a lot of challenging cards. Not bad, like you're going to be sick or broke or anything like that, nothing like that. But you got cards that say that everything you do is much more intense this next 6 months, and that you really have to put up with a lot of button-pushing situations where things come up and you kind of like this, and you really are going to deal with a lot of that over the next 6 months. And because of that, this will be different, and the people you choose, this is group associations. This is close personal friends that are like family. This is any one-to-one person. This is three or more. This is socializing. This is joining a club, going out with a bunch of people, having a card game, you know, anything where there's a lot of people. It's just not very casual again. And there are a lot of changes in your friendships during this next 6 months. And your group situations can be very highly charged again. And you'll really learn a lot about yourself and a lot about programs that were put in your persona when you were a kid that aren't really you. Like when you're little, mom, dad, peer group, TV, teachers, cultural mores say, when you grow up, blah, blah, blah. Hey, they're tall, they pay the bills, you buy it, but it's not right for you. And here's the two places where you're going to have that discovery and pull off some expectations. The people you work with and the organization of your job and the groups you hang out with and the friends you relate to. And your long-term goals and your own flexibility is going to, your own willingness to be new age and on the cutting edge, the way you do that and the programs about it are going to be released. And all of these things are going to be gone by the end of the 6 months. And you're going to be free to pick the groups and friends and the clubs and the social participation that you like, the way you want, on your terms and not what you were trained to think was correct. Then, if you're going to be studying esoteric issues or philosophical, abstract, or metaphysical issues, this is the 6 months for that. See, your professional persona is in tune with that. This is metaphysics and spirituality, and you've got a card that has to do with mental clarity and getting it, understanding things that other people think, oh, I don't get that, it's too out there. You will be able to discuss with great practicality. This is religion, this is metaphysics, great insights, wonderful knowing it, getting it, rocking it. I mean, it's hard to get stuff like that, but during this 6 months, you have a practical, thorough, clear, intellectual kind of understanding of all of those things. It's great. This is a good time to be talking about it, studying it, thinking about it, reading books about it, discussing it, because it makes sense. It doesn't always make sense. Now, the essence is this same card. See, spirituality. These two cards relate to this area, and they have to do with metaphysics and spirituality, channeling, healing, art, music, illusion, theater, drama. All, this is basically kind of the whole essence of the next 6 months, aside from these big major changes and all these bizarre people coming into your life and this whole reevaluation of relationships and what, having to be careful about not getting led around by your emotions. But basically, really, spirituality, art, music, theater, clarity. Also, these cards have to do with facing the facts about life. Wherever you've been assuming something that wasn't really real, you get a lot of reality corrections over the next 6 months. You really come to terms with the reality of life much more clearly. So we have a few more minutes left. Do you have any questions about these?
Not really. I think everybody's new.
Everybody's new, yeah. Good. That's good, because family can be a drain for you. They expect a lot, and you really need to be... You don't need... See, what your chart implies is that your feminine side is very developed, and you probably were a woman for a lot of lives. And you have that part. It's through. You're through with it. It's in you. It's always there. You could be a good cook, an affectionate, loving, sensitive, intuitive person. You are that. But what's happened is you developed all of that, but you forgot about the masculine side. Now it's not so much you forgot people are specialists. They can only do so much in each life. That's why God in her infinite wisdom has given us forever. Because physics has proven that no energy ever dies. It just changes. So you were that. Now you need to develop your masculine side. You need to be more of a boss. You need to take responsibility. You need to ultimately be in charge of everything. You may not be able to do that immediately because it's something you're learning in this lifetime. And you don't need to let family distract you from career. Career is the answer for you. It can be spiritual and use the gifts you already have. This psychic and intuitive, compassionate, sensitive part of you. It's great to use it that way. But you need to use it in a job as the boss and be in charge and really be up here and not down here. Only this can sort out feelings, but not emotional responses. Forget that. Let's see if there's anything else. Your moon changes on that day, so I can't tell you what that is. Let's see. Do a chart. Get the time. You don't have any aspects to Mercury stressful. You just have this. The only thing that I really see that you have is learning to get along with people differently. And probably if you're in a new situation, in a new environment, it's like you have to really reassess why you pick those people, what you expect from them, how you get along with them. It's a very good review. It's very clear, too. I mean, you'll really be able to figure out who the right people are for you. You may, you know, spits and starts where you get involved and go, oh, not that. Or people say to you, you know, why do you do this? I hate it. Or you say to them, why do you do this? I hate it. Or why don't you do this? I need it. But you need that reassessment of relationships right now. It's a clear time, and you can see realistically what the truth is in relationships. You may not like everything you see, but you won't be as inclined. After March of next year, you'll be much less inclined to get involved with the wrong people because you'll really make a big shift toward clarity and responsibility in your choices in relationships because of the challenges that you have in relationships with other people during this next year. Okay, anything else?
That's about 9.